Hey, Channel Insiders. Welcome back to another episode of Channel Insider Partner POV, your source for untapped opportunities and unfiltered opinions in the IT channel to help you make better business decisions. I'm your host, Katie Bovoso. I'm joined by two guests today, and they are Maribel Mendoza, Head of Product, and Mike Fontaine, CEO and co-founder of LucidPoint, a VAR and hybrid cloud consultant making FinOps easier for customers. Welcome, and I have to start out, first of all, by saying, Mike, thank you for your service. I read your bio, and I've looked up some fun facts about you. I know that you were a fighter pilot prior to this journey through the technology channel, so thank you very much for your service. I'm so impressed by your background, and I just have to ask, as far as becoming, you know, a fighter pilot into becoming a leader of a business and having a background that spans between NetApp and Hosting.com and these tech companies, what's the biggest lesson that you've learned along in the journey that we can all find out, you know, right now and take into the rest of our careers?
It's just one common lesson learned is it's never too late. So, you know, I did a lot of things that I always wanted to do. And one of the remaining things on my bucket list was to start my own company. And despite having four kids with three in college, it was, you know, probably the worst time to start a business, but so far so good. So, and that was back in 2017, so almost 7 years ago.
Wow, that is incredible to know that that's when you started it too. Three kids in college.
Don't do that part, because they said, yeah, that's a great idea, Dad. We can still go on vacation, right? No.
You entered us into my next question, which would be about LucidPoint. I'd love to talk to you both about that. As Mike said, LucidPoint was started in 2017. So, Mike, why don't you start us off with this question of what exactly is LucidPoint?
You know, we founded LucidPoint as basically to be a great place to work. So that was kind of the LucidPoint in our lives. So I've always loved being part of a high-performing team, and we have a fantastic group of people. We saw this wave of cloud coming, you know, we came out of the data center and hardware and software industries, and just saw this rapid move to the cloud. And so really today what we are is a boutique cloud consulting company. We help clients kind of on every stage of their cloud journey, whether they're just starting to move applications into the public cloud, whether they've moved some and they just want to optimize, or for some of our more mature clients, FinOps, or helping them manage those cloud environments cost effectively, is a huge passion of ours. So anywhere where companies are on that cloud journey, we love to come in and help.
Now, I want to have a follow-up question there, because you say a boutique shop, and I think that there are many people who would call themselves that. But for you specifically, when you say boutique, how do you define that? How do your customers look at that?
So when I think about boutique, I think about kind of white glove, high touch mm-hmm. service. So we always want to kind of be the Nordstrom, not the Walmart. We're not the type of folks who you want to throw something over the fence and we'll throw it back. We want to be engaged and involved. And that high touch white glove is, to me, what boutique represents. I'm obviously not a big shopper, as you can tell by my clothes, but that's what I think of when I think of boutique.
Maribel, I'd love for you to give us your explanation of boutique as well. How do you view that? And how does that help you with your mission in talking to your customers and approaching them?
Well, one, I want to just come back and say that, Mike, you fulfilled on the making LucidPoint a great place to work, because it is a great place to work with a fantastic team. On the boutique side, I've been involved with FinOps. And as we're talking about FinOps, what I've seen is, you know, there's a lot of tools out there mm-hmm. and it's technology focused. And where our main differentiator is that white glove service. It's not just a tool that tells you, go do this. It's tooling and AI and really advanced technology, plus humans who have gotten to know the business, who understand the complexities of it, can understand why something that a tool might spit out may not be the right choice or the right fit at that time for that business. So that boutique part for me really comes in that contextualized recommendation.
Maribel, you had mentioned FinOps and the FinOps offering. The first time I met you, you had spoken about how that was born out of listening to your customers. Can you walk me through that specialty of Lucid Points and just discuss with me, what exactly do you do to help your customers in that department?
Well, you're exactly right. It was born out of listening to our customers. And as Mike mentioned before, you know, we're there for our customers at various stages. And as customers mature in their cloud journey, you have the wonderful, you know, dynamic model of the cloud. But with that comes some new complexities for our customers. And how do you manage that changing cost from month to month? And for traditional, you know, business units, you say, okay, here's how much we're expected to spend, and here's how much we budget for, and we build our forecasts on these. And that's very different in the cloud. And so as our customers are now more mature in their cloud, we want to be able to provide them with new services that they need, which is FinOps. So to help them manage their cloud costs on an ongoing basis. I like to think of it analogous to my own spending budget at home, where I might have, you know, a set amount that I want to spend on groceries or utilities or an emergency fund. And if you're anything like me, I have an Amazon Prime account where I buy lots of things, and they're not necessarily categorized into whether it was a grocery expense or new shoes or, you know, some fun new technology toy that my kids wanted. And so with FinOps, if we come bring it back to businesses, having a greater understanding of how that money is being spent, so you don't have just one big bill that you really have not that much clarity into where those resources are going. And so bringing that back further, you know, you back to the how we normally budget and forecast, we have to have a good idea of where that money is being spent, how those resources are being utilized, and ensure that we don't have waste. And so for our customers, really listening to them and understanding where their goals are and how do we bring in our FinOps offering to help them better understand their cloud costs, get better visibility, and really focus more on cost control and understanding so that they can then budget and forecast appropriately.
And Mike, what would you like to add to that FinOps conversation?
One of the other things is, you know, coming from a traditional data center environment, going into the cloud, sometimes you're spending money on things that you don't know you're spending money on, and doing it the old way, as you would managing a data center with your own hardware and software, is quite different in the cloud. A lot of people do what's called lift and shift, and that means you just lift up an environment out of your data center, shift it into AWS or Google Cloud, and continue it to run it the same way. But that's very cost inefficient, and it's easy to spend a lot more money than you really think you're going to spend or really want to spend. I love Maribel's analogy. I have another analogy. Katie, it would be like if you said, you know what, I'm going to get rid of my car and I'm just going to use Uber from now on. And you said, I've done the analysis. I think it's a, you know, it's about the same. And then you ask the Uber driver to sit in your driveway 24/7 to make sure that he or she was available in case you wanted to go somewhere. It, you know, in that case, it's not going to be cost effective, right? And so you have to make sure you're using these modern tools the way they're designed to be used. As Maribel said, you know, on demand, are you turning environments off when you're not using them, nights, weekends, things like that? So you just have to use them in a different way. In a data center, maybe that wasn't a big deal, but AWS and Google and Microsoft are charging you for every moment you're using that, whether you're really using it or not.
You spoke about some vendors right there. So when it comes to Lucid Point and what you offer, I see that it's really tied with the Google Cloud platform. Can you talk about your relationship with Google Cloud?
Sure. We're a premier level partner, which I guess puts us in the top 3% globally, which is really an awesome achievement for us. We do a lot of Google Cloud work. We also do some AWS work. We're starting to get asked to do more Azure work, but we want to make sure we're really good at it before we jump into that pool as well.
Lucid Point is a VAR, but I know that you are building your managed services practice. Can you talk to me about where that is right now and what's included in your portfolio?
Yes, we're very excited to have launched our managed services for Lucid Point. And right now we've kicked off with our FinOps for Google Cloud, and we have three tiers that we offer. We also offer premium support for Google Cloud customers and also have three tiers there. We will be very soon launching our AWS offerings, so FinOps for AWS and support for AWS.
And Mike, anything to add to that as far as your managed service practice? Where did you see a need for those services?
It's a good question. You know, initially we wanted to do just primarily consulting, but our clients keep asking us to come back. And, you know, sometimes there's drift, right? You come in, help someone fix something, and then after a period of time, it maybe drifts back out of alignment. And so our clients have really asked, hey, can you give me so much support on an ongoing basis, on a monthly basis, especially around FinOps and support? And so it was really driven by customer demand. And in some cases, they already thought of us as a managed service provider. And so all things pointed to rolling out these services.
And when it comes to what's impacting your customers' decisions, AI is something that is so ubiquitous across the channel and technology space right now. And I wonder about if that's something that is on the top of your customers' minds, along with some of the other trends that we're seeing in the space. Do they have questions that you're seeing patterns of, or things that are impacting their buying decisions or their budgeting decisions right now? Maribel, why don't you start us off with that question?
I think AI is on everybody's mind right now on how will we use AI? How will we use AI in a strategic way? How do we ensure that we don't fall behind as others around us and other businesses are starting to use AI? And we're thinking about that too. And so we're looking at, you know, how do we answer that for ourselves? How do we help our customers answer that? And, you know, just bringing it back to our managed services, you know, we're looking at how do we use AI technologies to augment the things that we're already doing to help us scale faster, to help us get to responses for our customers, but then very strategically discern what is real, when is the right time to use it, how do we make sure that we use AI in a very intelligent way. And so it's not just put something through a tool, have AI spit out an answer, and then we turn around and give it to you, because that's not going to be a great experience. And so, you know, using AI for our recommendations and looking for ways to find cost optimizations, yes, but with that very important vetting from our team that has the skills and experience to find where it makes sense and where it may not.
Everybody's talking about AI. I don't know how that's relating to buying decisions, but I know it's top of mind for a lot of clients. And also, you know, Google and AWS have both asked me, like, how are you integrating AI into your strategy? We always want to be a people first organization. What we feel like is always having a human on top of AI. So for example, for a FinOps offering, we're using Vertex AI and some of the other Google AI tools for those cloud cost recommendations. But then we have an analyst on top of that, because we really think that a human who is leveraging those tools, but knows you, knows your environment, that's the best marriage of technology and the human brain to help you, you know, save costs. So, you know, AI still has a long way to go. We always think that having a human in front of it is the way to go. So we don't want to necessarily replace that with technology. We want to augment technology with that human, back to that boutique concept.
Can you give me some examples of how you're building trusted relationships with your customers?
Sure. Well, I can think of one example recently where, you know, we're very excited about our FinOps offering, but we also recognize that that may not be where our customers are in their journey to say, I need FinOps managed services at this point. And so one of the things that we offer is a tags and labeling workshop. And so this is a really great introduction into adding tags and labels to your data to really organize your data in an efficient manner that helps you set up your information for FinOps, for cloud governance. And, you know, kind of going back to my shopping analogy at Amazon, if I could go and say, this purchase was shoes, this purchase was groceries, this purchase was hand soap, I can start to, you know, rein in my shoe shopping habit a little bit better when I realize that I'm buying new shoes every 2 weeks. And so that tags and labeling really helps to bring out some, you know, key things that you might see, some trends you might see. Now, if I were to say, okay, now that I've tagged and labeled all my expenses, I realize that I need a financial advisor to help me bring this more control to my spending. And that's where, you know, I'd say, okay, for a company, coming back to the analogy, that's where, okay, I need managed services. I need FinOps to help me manage these costs more effectively. So we can meet our customers where they're at.
And I should ask, Maribel, when a customer is seeing those challenges, when should they come to Lucid Point for that help? What are some key indicators that they can look for to go, this is definitely something that I can't do on my own, and I certainly need professional help with this?
Well, one, as we said before, we meet customers where they're at any stage of their cloud journey. So I would say when they have a question, come to Lucid Point. You know, we will help you figure out if we're the right partners for you, or if we're not, we can recommend somebody. But, you know, particularly with FinOps, there's a benefit to starting early. There's a benefit to saying, I've got my data labeled and tagged well. I've got my cloud monitoring under control. I've got things implemented so that I, for any business, you can start learning about how you're using your cloud resources. You can start optimizing. You can start avoiding waste. And so the earlier you can start on that, the better.
The other thing I would say is sometimes just because you can do it doesn't mean you should do it, because just AWS, for example, launches 1,000 different products each year. Do you really want to be an expert on cost control across that entire environment? The same with Google. They're always launching new products, and there's always new stuff. Is that the best use of your time, is just monitoring costs for your organization? Or do you want to leverage someone who does it all day, every day, and there's economies of scale, and there's benefits in that learning? You know, we've see a lot of people really getting sucked into this internally. They become the internal cloud cost czar, and that wasn't really what they were hired for. And that's who we love to team up with and become their advisor and help them kind of report back to the business. Because there is a component where knowing the business and knowing how they're operating is important. That's when they call us, is when you're overwhelmed with that, and we love to help, and we love to become a part of that team.
Is there a benchmark that you might be able to share with me in where you've seen a client's cloud costs go from X to Y?
Obviously, the more money you spend, the more opportunities there are for cost savings. There's also kind of an inflection point. We found when clients are spending more than $10,000 a month, it's really hard without automation and tooling to manage that. There's kind of a tipping point where it just gets out of control. 10, 20, 30% generally is, you know, our kind of promise that we can save, but it generally depends on what they're doing, how they're doing it.
If we'd like to reach out, we as in the consumer audience, the CIOs out there who are listening and saying, this has been something I need to learn more about, how can we engage with Lucid Point to be able to get started? Maribel?
Sure. Well, you can always go to our website, lucidpoint.io. You can reach us, our sales team, if you're interested, at sales@lucidpoint.io.
Phenomenal. Thank you both so much for your time today, and I appreciate it. I hope to have you back here in the future. Thanks again to Mike and Maribel for joining me today, and thank you for watching or listening. You can check out all episodes of Channel Insider Partner POV on our website, channelinsider.com. And watch on YouTube at channelinsider_news and trends. You can also listen to these episodes in podcast format on your favorite podcast listening platform. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow wherever possible so you never miss an episode. We put out new videos and podcasts every week. Don't forget, you can also connect with us on LinkedIn and Twitter at Channel Insider, or with me, Katie Bovoso. Once again, I'm your host, Katie Bovoso, and I'll see you next time.